The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Blah, blah.
At the club,
she gives it three pumps, so he gives me two pumps, and it didn't come out, and he blows it, and he blows it, and he blows it.
Meow.
They fell in love.
No.
Hell no.
I love your penis, man.
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
All right, welcome into this best of edition of the Club Hour on Prime Time, and I'm not going to waste too much time on this one. This has been asked for by many a person to save this segment for a best of, and well, I did. Actually, I didn't save it because I'm an idiot. It took me like an hour to find it today. I was digging forever to find this segment, and I'm so happy I did. Here is the Train to Christmas Town.
Okay, now to the elephant in the room, which is the Mount Hood Railroad ad that we have here on the Fan.
It's the Train to Christmas Town, please get it correct.
Yeah, well, it's Mount Hood Railroad. But
it is called Mount Hood Railroad.
They do the Train to Christmas Town jingle.
Yes.
Which I was just perusing their website, and while that jingle is stuck in all of our heads because it plays nonstop.
And it's quite catchy.
It is quite catchy. You can download that song on their website.
Can you really?
Yeah.
You can put that as your...
Put it as your ringtone.
As your ringtone? Yeah, I'm looking right here. The Train to Christmas Town.
Now, I've got a lot of questions. One, do you think... Well, actually, I should come armed with this information, but it would be probably illegal for me to say it over the air.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know how much that ad campaign costs.
Yeah.
But they got to be spending a boatload.
One would think.
Because that thing is constantly playing.
I hear it an everyday part. I hear it every morning when I take my kids to school. I hear it when I'm driving in, and we hear it multiple times during our show. And you hear it when you're driving home.
So, Mike, how often has it played today?
You ready to be shocked?
Maybe.
Is this going to be a lot lower than we think?
Yeah. It's played four times.
Whoa.
That's it?
All day?
Since 6 a.m., it's played four times.
Is it just so...
It played once in Dusty and Cam, and it's played once an hour during primetime.
Is it just so catchy that you think you hear it all the time?
Yes. Now, it's moving. I went a day further back to see. It's not consistently in the same time slot. So today, it played around the 45th minute of every hour, somewhere around there in our third break.
Well, and we're probably...
But it moves.
And if it plays once an hour during our show, that's what it is we hear it four times during our
show. Yeah, are we overselling the fact that it plays all the time?
It's possible.
Do you listeners out there, what do you think of the Train to Christmas Town
jingle? We have seen a lot of texts in the Better You Today text line saying, please, God, kill it, turn it off.
And this guy says he has no idea what we're talking about,
right.
So he hasn't heard.
Well, he obviously doesn't listen close enough.
No.
I mean, he doesn't listen often.
Enough. No. Is it wrong that I kind of want to hear it right now?
Can we play it?
Do we have the ability to play the Train to Christmas Town?
By the way, is there booze on the Mount Hood Railroad? Have you ever been on it?
I have, but it was many, many years ago. So
I'm okay with it if there's booze.
They used to do a... You don't have kids, so you wouldn't remember this, but they're...
Well, I do have a kid. He's just in college.
Well, were you around... Did you ever do Thomas the Tank Engine?
No.
Okay. When my kids were little, they loved Thomas the Tank Engine. It was like this weird British thing where the trains talked, and it was, it's very creepy.
I love Thomas the Tank Engine growing up.
You were a Thomas the Tank Engine
kid? I love Thomas
the Tank Engine. Like, we had everything. We bought every freaking train there was. My kid was obsessed with it. And the Mount Hood Railroad dressed up one of their engines as Thomas the Tank Engine. And so we went and did that, and then for a while they did the Polar Express. And I thought that was what the Train to Christmas Town was. I don't know if they lost the ability to do it or if they changed it up, but I've done Thomas the Tank Engine and I've done the Polar Express, so I've been on it twice, But both of those were kids, and so I don't know whether or not there was booze. There was like hot chocolate that they served on the Polar Express.
Well, it's for the kids. I'm sure it's great. You know, the kids, it's a fun Christmassy thing to do. So I'm going to play it. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
We're just going to give them some extra love here. But here's what we're talking about.
Enjoy the magic of Christmas with the whole family aboard the Mount Hood Railroads, the train to Christmas Town.
There's a whistle in the distance, a trembling in the air. I know it's coming right on time and it's gonna take you there. And when it comes, we'll be laughing, you won't see a frown. I'm ready to climb aboard that train to Christmas Town.
Eat cookies and sip hot cocoa on the cozy and historic Christmas train as it winds through the snow to pick up and ride back with a very special guest.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just an hour out of Portland in scenic Hood River, the train to Christmas Town is an all-new show and a truly special holiday experience.
I'm taking that train. Whoa, whoa.
That train to Christmas Town. That train to Christmas Town. That train to Christmas Town.
Get tickets at traintochristmastown.com. That's traintochristmastown.com.
Why can't they? I don't understand why they can't just tell me that Santa's on the train, though.
I like our version better.
And can I? We've got to be able to do this maybe after it's done running so we don't get messed up for it. But instead of him saying, and a special guest, ho, 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 you do, and a special guest.
Why can't they tell me that Santa? It's the train to GD Christmastown.
Because you can't,
a special guest.
Because you can't fool the kids. You got to be careful with that, dude. Can't fool the kids.
So, like, he's going to be like, the real Santa's not on the train?
Right.
Aren't you playing it? I don't know.
Because it's not really Santa.
Well, now it is. Way to go, jerk.
Oh, wait. No, it is.
Mm-hmm. Some kid listening to right now that's all excited, and Rob's like, it's not the real Santa.
I think they want the guy that says, ha, ha, ha!
That's it. Give me a hat. I'm on the train. I'm going to Christmastown, damn it.
And a very...
I give a rat's ass.
Whoa. Sorry.
And a very special guest.
And Sook. By the way, kids, I work a little blue, so just, you know, it's going to be a different kind of Christmastown.
Now, this is...
someone asked, he says, is it an all-new show or is it an all-nude show?
new.
Oh.
New. God. It's for the kids.
What if there's like a caboose and
in
it's
the family.
And it's for the adults? Like Mom and Johnny right up front. And then if you want, like midway to Christmas Town, you slip towards the back and we get the all-nude town.
Can I say something that I totally would expect if I were on? Okay, so if somehow I found my way to the Mount Hood Railroad in the train to Christmas Town.
Yeah, to scenic Hood River, as you hear in the ad.
Yeah, it leaves from Hood River, right?
Yes.
And then it drives around and it's great.
Yeah.
So you go on there. If I'm telling you this is the honest to God's truth. If I found myself on the train to Christmas Town, say with my little nieces or something, or just something that we decide to do as a family, there is no question in my mind that I would be disappointed that there is not a car that I can go to that has a bar.
Yeah, there is not. I looked on the website, there is no booze.
But see, I would expect that. Yeah. As a drinker, I would be like, wait, what? They don't have a car that has booze? Every train I'm on.
Yeah.
You like, we were on the train a lot over in Italy and stuff, or like you ride the train up to Seattle.
Sure.
Like, it's just standard practice that there's a bar.
Yeah.
Come on, Mount Hood Railroad.
I think you're onto something here with the caboose. We need to get a hold of the Mount Hood people. We'll tell you, we gave you some extra love. Spent a whole segment talking about it, but we got an issue here. We need the caboose. We need the adult cart. And then, you know, it's great because you have fun with the kids. And then maybe when the special guest shows up and the kids are busy dealing with Santa, you head to the back to maybe get into some of the brown.
You know where to find me.
Mommy, where's Isaac?
I tell you what.
He's in the caboose, honey.
First of all, that ad is great because the jingle is good. That's what a good ad is supposed to do.
It grabs you.
And you remember the jingle. And it's way better than Stephen A. Smith yelling about some heartburn medicine.
Prilosec. However, no heartburn here.
Now, this brings up another question that I had. Because the Mount Hood Railroad is not something that I was too familiar with, but they've hit me over the head with it now. It's, like I know everything about it.
You
now.
Are aware now, which, again, is
and I
the
went on their website.
Of advertising.
That's right. That's right. It's advertising works,
people
kids.
People are saying the juice caboose.
Hey, I'm going to go get a juice box.
I'm heading to the juice caboose to get an adult juice box.
Yeah, I love that. Well, they do have different classes. They have standard class, first class, and diamond class. And I would be thoroughly disappointed if I bought diamond class tickets and they didn't at least offer me a free flute of champagne.
Train to Christmastown brought to you by Coors Light. Let's work it. You know, let's work a couple
sponsors.
We have a
special silver bullet class
yes!
for you.
Yeah, where's the, instead of the diamond class, we want the silver bullet class, the banquet class.
I will, okay. I'm going to tease this the following way for next segment. The train to Christmastown seems neat. It does.
I like that you described it as neat.
Well, that's really, I mean, what are you going to...
It's neat.
I'm guessing it's not mind-blowing.
That is neat.
But it seems neat. I would like to profess, and I wonder if you locals, Mike, maybe you can chime in, you not being local and you having grown up here.
Yes. And having been on the Mount Hood Railroad twice.
You've probably been to the Enchanted Forest too, right?
No, I refuse to go.
Okay. Well, that's where I'm going with this. So hold on. Yeah. So what I... As an outsider, but I've been here over 20 years.
Yes.
I haven't. I've been here 19 years.
Close enough.
I'm an Oregonian. I love the state. I love the city. It's just awesome. It has a lot of things that are advertised that totally disappoint you. Like, they just have a lot of little things like... Like, for example...
You go to Oaks Park?
Yeah, like, there's one... That's a great one.
Because if you look, like, on TripAdvisor, it's usually up there.
Things to do,
They're like, Oaks Park! Boy, get ready for a real rootin' tootin' good time there.
Well, it just feels like... Like, for example, I thought of that Enchanted Forest place, which is right over... It's right off I-5.
Yeah, do you want to be murdered? Go there.
Then I thought of, like, the Portland Spirit. Now, let me tell you something about the Portland Spirit. Thoroughly impressed. I've been on there multiple times.
Yeah.
And that's actually a pretty cool. I don't know if you've ever done it. Have you ever been on there?
Once when I was a kid, like we went as like a field trip.
It's pretty nice. Like they and their food is way better than you think.
Okay.
So Portland Spirit doesn't fall into this category, but I'm just saying
the Stern Wheeler.
Yes, exactly. Things that are iconic here that you hear about and you go, "Oh man, I got to check that out." And you go and you're like, oh.
I'm looking up TripAdvisor Portland, and I'm going to come up with a list of the top five, like, TripAdvisor things that says to do in Portland that you really shouldn't do.
Well, and keep in mind, I think people that grew up here and haven't left here may think differently than someone who is from somewhere else. Like, oh, Oaks Park's great.
No, it's not.
It's the best amusement park we have.
I lived here since I was like six years old, and I'm here to tell you that I thought Oaks Park sucked at six, and I think it sucks at 39.
Have you ever been to a real amusement park?
I know.
Because it ain't Oaks Park.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's someone who hasn't really left the area. And that's one of the things when I first moved here, I was like, where's the closest amusement park? And they're like, there isn't one.
You know what another one is? The whole Shanghai Tunnel thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever been down there?
Yes. I went there for my birthday this year.
The most disappointing thing of all time.
Mike probably thought it was great because he had ghost sex down there, knowing Mike.
It was very creepy.
On did one of his sex days?
Did you have a sex day down in the tunnels?
No.
You had ghost sex?
No.
Did your wife watch?
I took a cool picture, though, that had a, like, mist in it.
We should put together...
Mike just said he took a cool picture and there was mist in it.
Yeah.
Shanghai Tunnels.
Wasn't there in plain sight.
All right, so let's take a break and let's come back and talk about some of that. Let's hash that out.
Yeah, because I do have. I have a hot take on the Enchanted Forest. I really do.
But you haven't been to it? See,
no.
I haven't either. Is that thing even open?
I'm.
It doesn't ever look open.
I have a theory on what it is, but we'll.
Uncle Touchy's hanging out.
Yes, Uncle Touchy's Enchanted Forest.
One of my guilty pleasure shows is a ghost show, and they went to Enchanted Forest this year. And did a whole episode there.
They get touched by a ghost clown that was actually a real clown. I just, that place, just driving by it, there's nothing about that place that doesn't scream felony assault when you walk by there.
Okay, people are texting in some good ones too that are constantly like, like Northwest tradition, you know, and like Zoo Lights, for example.
Yeah. Unless you.
Have you been through Zoo Lights?
The tones of Isaac Rupp.
Yeah, well, I was on. Yeah, I voiced the bus.
Yeah,
the
tram, telling you about Zoo Lights.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get to this next. All right, it's the club.
On the Fan. Yeah, that's coming up next. I kept that as the next segment coming up. My favorite part about that, I love that segment to death, is the end of special guest. It's just so perfect. All right, let's keep going. You're welcome for that segment, by the way, and I'm sorry to someone who was trying to avoid it on the Better You Today text line. Said, really great. I was trying to avoid it. Well, sorry, you had to hear it. Next is Overrated Portland. This is the best of edition of Primetime on the Fan. I got a hot tub. We continue on with this best of edition of Primetime here in the club. We're just going to continue the last segment as texters started bringing in things that were overrated about Portland that people also view as classic about Portland. So here it is.
All right. It is 6:36 with Isaac and Suk on the Fan now. We were talking about the Mount Hood Railroad and the ad that is stuck in all of our brains.
We're taking the train to Christmastown, all of us.
And I'm sure it's wonderful, and you should take your family and go do it. And I am contractually obligated to say that.
Yes.
But what I'd like to get at in this segment is, and Mike does agree with me on this, as both being guys from other parts of the country, and you being a local, and then folks who are local can text in at 55305, the Better You Today text line. Oregon has so much to offer.
Yes.
The wine is stunning.
The food, amazing.
Yes.
We've got the coast. We've got the mountains. We've got everything
hikes,
in between.
Falls, beauty, the people, the bridges, the scenery, the restaurants, the wine. You know, we don't need to name those things. But I do feel like, as a guy who comes from a place where there is literally nothing, nothing, I feel like there are a lot of things here that they try to sell you are great that are totally overrated.
Amen.
And you mentioned Oaks Park, and that is a good one.
Yes. Anytime, like, if you ever meet someone from out of town, they always bring up, like, you're like, hey, you want to do something? Oh, what about this Oaks Park? I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, no, I hear it's great. No.
So,
no, it's not.
So the question is, what are those things? And I've got a few that I thought were, and a couple of texters have brought in a couple of others that I totally agree with. And I wonder if it's just the fact that you just wanted to try to get more tourist money or more revenue. But some of this stuff ain't worth going to.
No.
And I'll tell you one right now. You ready?
It would better be the Enchanted Forest unless you want to get
touched. Well,
that,
I haven't been there. I haven't been. But that's another example of, I guess that thing is still open.
It's open like during the spring. Dieter said that it smells of kids' vomit and awkward yet passionate teen sex. They should put that on a sign. That from Dieter. Like, I've driven by that thing 1,000 times, and every time I see it, I have the same thing that goes through my head. Someone's being murdered there right now.
Well, for me, the whole Shanghai Tunnel thing is, if you've ever been down on that, they I guess they do, like, tours of it.
Oh,
I've been down there.
I've been down there, too.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't even, you shouldn't have to pay for that.
No, and most of the time, it's a woman that's involved. Most of the time, it's a gal that's like, we need to go do
She's
this.
She's my neighbor. one of the tour guides is my neighbor.
Oh, and is that how you ended
she
up there?
She loves it.
Yeah.
No, I met her after the fact that I went there. But the idea of the Shanghai Tunnels is really freaking cool.
Hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But it is not worth going to.
No.
Another
my,
one.
My wife made me go to that thing years ago. She was like, oh, it's going to be scary and spooky. No, it wasn't. It just let my back hurt and I kept rolling my ankles. That was the only thing scary and spooky about that. That and Mike's misty photograph, apparently, that he took.
Another one is Zoo Lights. They jam that down our throats every year.
Yep.
It is so overrated.
The Zoo Lights, I was so excited to go for the first time. I was like, this will be really cool. No, it was freezing cold. There were no animals out. You walk around dying of pneumonia for 45 minutes and go, why did I go here? I can see better lights down my street on a home.
Here's another one. The Grotto.
The Grotto at Christmas time or just the Grotto in general?
Both. You ever been up there? And I get it. It's a religion. You know,
yeah.
To some people, it's a very important place.
The singing, if you will.
But just in terms of
yes.
The tourist element of
people
it.
People do make it out to be like a very sacred.
Oh, you got to go to the Grotto.
No,
you don't.
No, you really don't.
A lot of people texting in Voodoo Donuts. That's true.
Yeah, someone said this program.
Well, there's that.
To Isaac and Suk? Maybe.
What else?
Piddick Mansion.
Piddick Mansion. Good one.
God.
Piddick Mansion.
Really good one.
The views up there are amazing. It's a great view of the city. But the actual tour of the Piddick Mansion, kill me.
Yes.
You're like, so boring.
You're like 3 minutes in and you're like, I get it. It's a big old house. For the love of God, please stop this thing.
1 hour later, let's go upstairs now.
Yeah. It is. That is honestly the slowest moving tour of all time.
They're trying to give you your money's worth because they know it's not worth it.
Don't you
have to pay to go in there?
Yes, and they drag it out over and over and over and over again. The other one, too, is the lights are cool, but I remember we went there once when I was a kid. I was like maybe 13, 14. What's the, is it Peacock Lane, the Christmas lights?
Yeah.
If you like sitting in your car for 4 hours and not moving while you see Christmas lights up ahead of you, then please, by all means, get in your car, take your kids who will want to murder you when they haven't moved in 45 minutes and go do that. I thought my dad was going to kill us.
Now, see, that is an old American pastime.
Yes.
That's not just here either.
No, that's everywhere. But I think what ruins that is that it's too busy. Like when I was a kid, again, I come from a place where there's nothing, but there were really cool neighborhoods that were all lit up.
Yes.
And you would go drive through them and it would take 10 minutes. But here, it's just so popular over there that it ruins it.
My dad had this great idea. We're going to go see these lights, and we just were in this traffic. And eventually, my dad just, like, snapped and was like, that's it. We're going home. He did the we're going to turn this car around thing.
Somebody else mentioned OMSI. Don't agree.
I like OMSI.
I like OMSI, too. I think OMSI is worth the money.
Totally on board, especially
with kids.
Yeah, well, and, like, they do the OMSI After Dark thing, like, where you can do all the different, like, whiskey and wine tastings.
Yeah, OMSI's all right. And
no,
the other
I'm
one
pro OMSI.
The other one that I do give my stamp of approval to is the Portland Spirit. I think the Portland Spirit's actually pretty cool. Now, it doesn't go very far, but the views are good on a nice day. It's a cool thing to do. They got booze, and their food is better than you think.
See, that's a bit of an upset, because that seems like the sort of thing that you would crap all over.
Oh, believe me, when I stepped on it, I was like, this is going to suck. This is for the olds. And I got off going, you know what? All right. I'd do that again.
Feeling pretty good about it, huh?
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is one, but like it's not a guy thing, but if you're looking to like actually take a... me and my wife did this. She loved it. I always thought the Japanese garden and like the rose garden up there by Washington Park, I always thought that was really nice.
The Japanese garden when I first went, I kind of thought it was a little bit. I was like, wait, that's it?
It's not overrated.
But no. I thought it was really nice because I just thought it was bigger. And I've actually gone back multiple times.
Yeah, we'd get some food and we'd go up there and you can sit out there and eat like on a nice evening.
They're
like,
building
the
that all up out there. They're trying to really.
It's very different now.
They're getting that all dialed in up there.
Yeah, that actually. So I think people are saying you guys are crapping on everything. Not at all. There's all kinds of things that are wonderful in Portland. Like if you go on any of the tours, like to any of the breweries around here, there's all kinds of great stuff. Any of the hikes that you can go on around here, you know, down to the coast.
Well, those people need to stop being so damn sensitive.
I know.
Look, we got a point here. There's a lot of that stuff. Now, somebody said Pioneer Courthouse Square. Yeah, kind of a landmark. It's just bricks.
Yeah, the people watching is pretty fantastic.
I guess. It's
yeah,
just
but as
downtown.
A tourist attraction, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess right. I'm standing in the middle of the square now.
It's just downtown city. You know, like, that's good anywhere. Any city, you can watch people downtown, and it's worth it.
And to the texter who said, we have our own amusement parks here. It's called the Ocean, Mountains, and Desert. While those are great, sometimes I would just like to ride some cool roller coasters.
Valid point.
I cannot ride a roller coaster at the coast.
Oaks Park, my man.
You know, it's another one. We mentioned this the other day. Savvy Island.
Yeah.
The key is, I said, cool roller coasters.
Well, pumpkin patches just in general. People like to just drive out there. Don't they have a nude beach out there, too?
Yeah, they used to. I don't know if they still do.
That thing got shut down.
How about Saturday Market?
I like the Saturday Market.
I like it, too.
See, I'm not going...
I don't think it's overrated.
I'm not going overrated on that.
But
again,
it ain't cheap. If you think it's cheap... Like, a lot of people come here thinking, oh, I'm going to get all these...
No.
Cheap little nick. No, it ain't cheap, dude.
But they got good food. The food carts down there
are
good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to stroll through.
Yeah, I'm 100% pro.
You know what's a good one, though?
Saturday Market.
Somebody text in Seaside.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Seaside sucks.
Not all places on the coast are created equal.
Go to Cannon Beach, not Seaside.
Lincoln City, you can do some gambling. I've always liked Pacific City is where we seem to end up going. I think we've been there like every year for the last 4 or 5 years. It's kind of become the go-to place. Big fan.
You done here?
Yeah, I think we're done.
I feel like you're bowing out of this.
Well, I was just trying. We're significantly over.
No.
Nah.
No?
Only a couple minutes. Trust me, it's been worse.
Yeah, here's a guy who grew up in San Diego. He said, the first time I went to the Newport Aquarium, I was like, what? Yeah, he grew up in San Diego. Yeah. SeaWorld. San Diego Zoo.
Probably the same sort
just
of thing.
Just doesn't compare.
Yeah. Once you've seen something like that, it probably does spoil you from lesser attractions.
But if you want to golf, fish, hike, snowboard, yes, sightsee,
everything,
eat
here,
a good meal,
drink great
visit
beverages,
a great winery, have great beer,
lots of local good music around here.
That stuff ain't overrated. I'll scream from the mountaintops if people say all that stuff's overrated when they come to Portland or Seattle. F you, you're wrong.
All kinds of cool stuff to do.
Best place to live in the country.
Hard to find a better food and drink city in the country.
Well, and again, if you
frankly,
want,
I don't think you can.
You're a couple hours from the coast, a couple hours from the mountain, a couple hours if you want to go up to Seattle, 5 hours from Canada. It's a great, everyone says you can't drive anywhere here. But yes, and really down to San Francisco, what is it, like 12 hours?
But to summarize all this, everything is better with booze.
There you go.
So that's what the big takeaway is.
I feel we're pretty, I think that we did a fair and balanced job. A lot of people were comparing us to the Lizzie. Remember she did the Oregonian, did the overrated things in Portland?
Yeah.
I feel that she was just bitter and angry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were fair.
Yeah. Look, the truth hurts sometimes.
It does, and I think it stings, but I think we were fair and balanced.
Don't mistake truth with hate.
No, we were in the no spin zone.
Just truth, bro.
Best of edition of Primetime continues on here. Got to go a little fast as we're running out of time. I have one more segment for you. It is from last week. I called it Drink Fingers. If you listened last week, you know what it is. If not, it's pretty funny. So that's coming up next. But first, here is me with sports. Let us wrap up this best of edition of Primetime with one final segment that I have simply and lovingly labeled Drink Fingers. Enjoy.
All right, Mike is bringing a little something to the table tonight. I turn it over to Mike Lynch.
Speaking of genetic editing.
First time for everything.
Whoa. Oh, I was like, what? I got genetically edited? So this reminded me a lot of the what would you do if your fingers were actually chicken fingers conversation that has been had on this show before.
Yeah, we've had that before.
Well, the question is how long? How long do they last?
Yeah, and I said under a month, and your fingers are gone. Everybody.
I don't even think that.
Yeah, there's no way you're making it a couple of weeks if your fingers were made of real chicken fingers.
So I saw this on Twitter today, and I thought it was pretty interesting. One hand, each finger can basically give you one single drink for the rest of your life. So you can pick five drinks, one from each finger, that you can have for the rest of your life for free, but you can't drink anything else.
Does this mean I have to lick Rob's fingers again?
I guess you could share from the fingers of other people, I suppose.
Do you want to lick my fingers?
I did not think about that. But
so it'd be like nursing, but instead of from Rob's power teats, they would be from his hairy fingers?
Yes.
Like I want some.
You have to wear like a mouth guard to make sure the hair didn't get caught in your teeth.
If I want some bourbon, I got to go over to Rob's thumb.
So what five drinks would you pick for each of your five fingers?
And that's, I can't have
this
any.
This is not hard for me.
You can't have anything else.
Okay, so each finger disseminates a drink.
One
a
drink.
Liquid.
And you can have unlimited of that, any of the fingers, but that's it. You can't have any of the other five.
Correct.
Anything but those five. Yep. Okay, so this is very easy.
There's no way this is very easy.
It's simple. For me, it is. Cab, Merlot, Zen, Pinot, water.
Four wines and a water.
Four red wines, too.
No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah.
But it is not hard for you.
It was all booze for you and water.
Well, you gotta have water.
Yes.
Gotta have water. So water, unfortunately, has to take one of them.
It's a necessity. So really, you're down to four alternate liquids.
Yes. And all I ever really drink, or the main things I drink, are one would be coffee, hot black coffee.
Would that be a good defense mechanism, too? You could fire hot coffee out at someone in a pinch?
Two would be red wine. Now, if I have to pick the varietal, yeah, I would go Cabernet.
Yeah, because that's just generic. You can't just have random red wine.
Right, so I would go Cabernet.
Unless it was like a rotating red wine and you never knew what you were going to get. That'd be fun.
So what am I, two more?
Yeah, two more.
Then I would go bourbon. And the last one, I would probably pick either vodka or beer. Probably beer.
No, see, that's too generic. You got to pick a beer.
Okay.
It's not like you can just say beer.
Why not?
Well, because the same thing with the wine.
The wine.
Maybe you can pick a style of beer. Since you're only picking one varietal of wine, pick a style of beer.
I really don't drink that much beer. Maybe I'll rethink that one. Maybe I'll just go vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah. For basic. But I need a mixer, though. See,
exactly.
I don't have a mixer, so
have,
I can't.
You don't
I can't
have a mixer.
I can't go vodka. Maybe I'll just do another. I'll do some Pinot over there. Mix it up a little bit. Lighter Pinot, heavier cab, some coffee, bourbon, and water. I'm good.
So you're telling me you got no, there's no
you
juice.
You're not allowed to drink anything else ever again.
There's no milk, no
That's
nothing.
That's all I drink. I don't drink milk. Who drinks milk? I don't drink milk. I don't drink juice.
Some hot milk, maybe some cookies.
I don't drink energy drinks.
Give them hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
What is it for you?
You just rapid fired through that and like it wasn't a big deal. I think I would struggle with this way more. I like a variety of beverages. Like the idea of not having...
It's fun to open a fridge and have options.
Yes. My fridge, because I'm a terrible parent, so there's usually not a lot of food in the fridge, but there's always beverages. Love beverages. I can't imagine like not having a glass of orange juice ever again. I like a glass of milk or milk with my cereal.
I think it's more how often do you drink that stuff. Like, I mean, do you really drink a lot of it? If you do, then you should put it on your fingers. If you don't, then you can do without it. Like you say, I like orange juice too, but I don't drink that much orange juice.
It's true, I don't drink that much of it, but then
You can live without it. What do you drink most? And those are the five things that need to be on your fingers.
I guess if you break it down that simple, I would go water.
Water, of course.
Water would have to be on there. I wouldn't have wine on there. I like wine, but it wouldn't be enough. There would be vodka. Mm-hmm. There would be a rum put on there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So water, rum, and vodka.
Two more.
I think I would have...
Can't wait for you to pick gin, too.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Tequila?
I think I would have milk. I like milk. Wow. I like cereal. I like... I don't know, I like a cold glass of milk.
Dude, your fingers are stupid.
And I'm trying to think of what the other one would be. It would probably be a whiskey.
Whiskey?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going water, orange juice, because I drink a glass of OJ every morning. It's one of my go-tos. Coffee.
Yes.
I'm going to say stout for beer, because I love dark beer. Okay. And probably red wine, Pinot. Would be my fifth finger. Okay. Water, OJ, coffee, stout, Pinot Noir.
I kind of want to see. That's the thing.
That's nice. That's a nice little mix. Good fingers.
I want to have a McMinniman's Ruby on my thumb though.
That's a good beer.
I like that beer. That's like the most drinkable. Because I'm not a huge beer guy either.
That is a classic, easy drinkable beer.
But that is like my ultimate summertime.
You can do that.
A very drinkable thing that I can have with all my meals.
In our OG Beers episode of Beers on Us.
So I feel like I could do like soda. I could
every
do,
Thursday at 4.
I could do away with soda and just drink Ruby instead.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
That's
then
not
I,
a bad way to
I'm
go.
Regretting the milk decision.
Well, I think you've made a grave error in putting both vodka and rum on your fingers.
I also think you've made a grave error putting milk next to vodka. Think about the disgusting ramifications of an accidental finger squirt.
I drink milk and vodka together all the time. That's probably the only difference is I would need Kahlua on my other hand and then it would be complete.
Yeah, but the other hand is a regular hand. You only get five.
I'll tell you what, if I had 10 fingers, if you were going to give me all 10, there would be vodka, Kahlua, and milk. And I'd be making White Russians handy. I would be a drunk, but it would be the greatest thing ever.
It's too many fingies.
I feel like I need 10 fingers. Yeah. I need all 10.
Now that ruins the bit.
Five fingers makes it very difficult.
And I'm with Mike. I would like a glass of juice.
But I do think all three of us did not put a soda on the finger.
I don't need soda.
Now, well, hold on. Generally, I don't drink soda. But especially for you two who put liquor on your fingers.
Yeah, you need a mixer.
It's
good
to have a mixer. It's good to have a mixer every now and then. And sometimes you're having like a pizza Don't you want to crack a nice Coke or something like that?
I will tell you,
I do, but I can do without that.
Again, it goes down to what I have to choose. This time of the year right now, my favorite thing is they do like the cranberry, like Sprites or the cranberry, whatever, like, I don't know, ginger ales they make. I freaking love that. But you can't waste a finger
on
that.
Yeah, this is bigger. Like Pepsi, it's bigger than that.
I like Pepsi and Coke as much as the next guy, but you can't.
No.
You can't blow one on that.
Right. And, yeah. Okay.
I think that's one that people will put on their fingies, and we're not.
Could you please stop saying fingies?
No.
God.
Yeah, that makes it sound very uncomfortable. I don't want to drink from your fingies.
Why not?
Now, let me ask you this.
They're just fingers with a Y on them.
Would you drink something if it came out of the power teat?
What?
What if you got five fingers and two teats?
Jason, really?
Would you have the gall
now to... Now I know where Suke's putting the milk.
Would you have the gall to milk yourself?
Oh, my God.
Rob needs
anybody
a...
want to milk me?
Rob needs a little bourbon, so he has to pull the shirt up. Show you a little bit of the bourbon teat.
Dude, you're unbelievable.
Now I'm just picturing Rob.
How much would that sting?
A little burning sensation.
A little.
I'm picturing Rob at his house at the home bar, a couple cubes in it going three fingers of Lagavulin out of the power teat.
Sir, could you please go to the bathroom and do that?
Don't judge me. Rob's not going to be breastfed shamed.
We don't need public breast bourbon over here, okay?
Oh, I don't know why, but I can't get that image out of my head, and it's not going to be a good thing.
Dieter's over here cheating on the text line, by the way.
What's he got?
I think soda and tonic water counts in the water category. No.
No.
One. No. One drink.
Nope, it's one. You can't do it.
Also said beer's over 6% ABV. No, that is not a category you can choose.
Why?
Because it's not a style.
It's not a style. You got to pick a beer. Like I said, I went with, if I had to have beer.
Your finger can't start dispensing an IPA and then automatically switch to a stout.
Yes, you have to pick a beer. That's what I went with. If I had one drinkable beer, I would pick McMenamin's Ruby, and it would be, and that's probably the pinky, but it's there. You know, it's got to be
there.
You
could just say like pale ale if that's what you want. You could get Ruby out of that. Right?
This is a bad bit for Jason Pierre-Paul.
I mean, he does have another hand that has five fingers on it.
Oh, that's true. But what if you're Antonio Fonseca? Remember that guy? He had six fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's going to want to be his friend.
Even better.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
Someone said the other finger's condiments.
Oh. Mm. Ooh, that's a good bit, too. Five fingers, five condiments.
You got beverages on one hand, condiments on the other.
Okay.
We should probably break, and I'm going to need to
break.
Oh,
yeah, we're
going
to need to break.
Like, this one will be harder for me than the booze one.
I am impressed with how quickly you didn't even blink.
You just
ripped through that.
I don't drink a lot of stuff outside of those five things. I really don't.
It's like wine, and there's some more wine.
Bourbon.
Water and Pinot and Zin and Cab and Merlot.
S ton of coffee.
And if I have a sixth finger, I'll put a Syrah on there, too.
It's why I'm going to live to 105.
You will. You'll be.
Did you see the guy who's 101 and he credits Coors Light?
Really?
Yeah.
Coors Light? Some silver bullets?
The condiments segment's going to have to wait because I am out of time. That might be coming on December 27th or 28th, so keep your ears out for that one. Let's take a break. I got a quick wrap-up coming up, and that'll be it for me today. This is Best of on Primetime on The Fan. Well, thanks so much for sticking with me today through this Best of edition of Primetime, a last second one at that. If you missed any of the segments and you want to listen again, you can find it on the Les Schwab Tires podcast on radio.com at 1080thefan.com. Coming up tomorrow was a planned day off for Rob and Suk still on vacation, so you're going to hear Patrick and I do a hot corner / beers on us edition of Primetime from 3 until 6:30. So that'll be tomorrow. And a little plug, if you're interested in craft beer and you like podcasts, Patrick and I are doing that podcast called Beers on Us. You can find it all over the place, iTunes, Google Play, radio.com, Stitcher. We post it on 1080thefan.com as well. And on social media, I'm at MikeLynch27, and he is at PDiddy085 on Instagram. That's where you can find it. Every Thursday at 4, we drop that bad boy. a lot of fun. Go to a lot of breweries, try a lot of different beer, and it's just an informative look at the craft beer scene in the city, and hopefully soon other states and cities and other countries even as well, as we kind of delve into more topics. So listen to that if you're interested. Appreciate it if you do. And we'll see you tomorrow for a Hot Corner edition of Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. Thanks so much for listening.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
What does a giraffe sound like?